Hi everyone. I would like to thank you, Maria, for introducing me in Warwick this semester. I will talk a little about the education of trans people in the university, specifically about the trans activism and the resistance to gender norms. The research main goal was analyzing the educational process and the permanence of transsexual people in the university. The research focused on the life trajectory of university students confronting and the resistance to gender norms. From the results, it was possible to identify the strategies of permanence and resistance used by transsexual students in the university. Search was advised using toilets or not falling, participating in class. It's a problem as in the university in Brazil. All the toilets are binary, and sometimes the students stay for a long time, 4 or 5 hours, don't use the toilet, because that is framing the violence of gender, specifically or physical. The research also addressed to institutional policy directed to trans people and their applicability. Such as in trans hall that authorized the use of the social name in the creation and implementation of the ambulatory service for trans people. Since the trans visibility weekend, the presence of transsexual students made in the appearance of activism organization possible as part of the confrontation resistance policy to gender norms in the university. This policy contributed to the construction of friendship networks and allowed for socialization of trans knowledge. At the Federal University of Sergipe, where I am working now, there are some examples of the trans activism, such as Trans Weekend Visibility. Trans Visibility Weekend, the first international conference on queer students, and the ambulatory service for trans people. I think there's. Yeah? Thank you. The first Trans Visibility Weekend had for general teams to have addressed educational, law, health, and citizens' policy. The way of the initiative was to draw attention to the demands of the transsexual community. You have their requirements and dignity ignored daily. The theme of second Trans Visibility Week had the theme is depatholization of identities, given discussion the permanence of transsexuality in disease codes and promoted discussion regarding greater inclusion and recognition of the trans people in society. The third Trans Visibility Week have the theme of media and representation. The main was to reflect and question the treatment that the media assign to transsexuality, which can be stereotypical. This treatment contributes that to a greater social exclusion in this already marginalized community. The last Trans Visibility Weekend this year had the theme rights or citizenship of the trans people. The event made discussion the invisibility that the trans people experience in daily lives. The first international conference on students queer explored that the various dimensions that queer feminist epistemology give us. It promoted an analysis about the about various social cultural contexts in which issues exist. Yeah. The movement searched for theoretical and methodological inspiration and the coping mechanism of the trans community living in Brazil. The creation of the Integral Health Outpatient Clinic for Trans People is an important milestone in the care of this population. The state of Sergipe is the third state with an outpatient clinic for trans people, and the only one which has service located in the countryside, providing decentralized the service. First in Brazil, the service in the countryside, one small city in countryside in Sergipe, Brazil. After less than 6 months of operation, a total 62 users have been assisted to date. As a four specific training programs, although they have not been formally developed, rounds of conversation in two transsexual boards have been held of the exchange of knowledge and experience. No. Well, by reflecting on the process of inclusion of transsexual university students, we can how the trans body became a strange body in the university, which proposed to school agents mobility, fluidity, and fragmentation in the representation in the imaginaries of masculinity and the hegemonic feminisms. Reflecting on the narrative of transsexual students, it also makes it possible to understand that the issues of gender and sexuality in curriculum and in training practice have been a challenge of the educational professional. Since those debates, this construction and the stabilization of male and female images based mainly on the heteronormativity. Transsexual bodies in the university contribute to the beginning and development of the disconstruction of educational practices marked by the principle of normative regulation of gender, and enlighten that the university can also be a field of this learning of this regulation from inclusion, permanence, and friction that transgender people perform. The result of the analyzer research highlighted that the theme of transsexuality has a significant impact on the educational field as a political field, opening to reflection about the dissident bodies that the trans bodies are starting to do and undo gender and sexuality in daily life of formative space, like in the act of gender regulation. Questioning gender roles allowed possible a learning about the conception of bodies, genders, and sexuality. They proposed new conditions for pedagogical work in order to guarantee basic rights. And the most important thing is questions the pedagogical proceedings, proposing a new political posture, inserting new attitudes and subversive pedagogical proceedings, demarcating needs of negotiation in higher education. When they reflect on the subject of transsexuality in field of education, we must have three theoretical principles: teaching is trans, teaching about trans, and teaching with trans epistemology. And no Brazil, I don't know what will happen there with me and some friends, colleagues, with are researching about gender sexuality, because the new president he wants excluded all the discussion in high education, in universities, in schools about gender and sexuality. Então, sometimes we are living one terrible moment in the history in Brazil, and I think now we have seen many attacks on lesbian, gays, trans, and the queer rights in the research now. And this moment, the friendly and solidarity, I think. Thank you so much.
Obrigada, Francis. Thank you so much. So we will move on to the next speakers, and there'll be some time for questions and.